First, I probably need to introduce the members of the committee. To my right is Justice Tyler Pearson. I'm John Pickett. To my left is Justice Randy Higgins. To his left is Justice Matt Brown. And at the end of the table is Justice Jerry Boyer. The first item on the agenda is Mr. Sanson's treasurer's report. Mr. Sanson, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We'll do a summary of statements for Coleman Court, January 1st through March 31st, 2022. County General Fund 1,000, $3,227,885.83. County Road Fund 2,000, $4,150,458.50. County Road Sales Tax Fund 3402, $4,549,089.22. Animal Welfare and Control Fund 3404, $1,403,914.26. Criminal Justice Tax Fund 3407, $1,985,736.51. If y'all remember, I believe someone last week asked me to add coronavirus relief, which is Fund 1005, that's $1,067,351.24. I went ahead and added American Rescue Plan, which is Fund 3046, and in it is $11,364,694.66. Flip over to page 2. County general revenue. We come in just, the chart doesn't show up very well, but we come in just a little bit below where we were last year. We're on track. Like I said, I think we'll be up a little bit this year, but this early, it's really hard to tell. Flip over to page 4. The running total sales tax for March was $976,558.93. That's 12.45% higher than this month last year. And for year to date, we're currently at 19.54% over 2021 totals. On page 5, you'll see the projected revenue, we're at 29%. Through 3 months, of course, is 25% of the year. We're ahead of schedule there as well. And then back to page 3, I got one out of order there. The chart for sales tax, 3 month moving average moved down. 1 year moving average continues to climb. We're still way ahead on our 3 month moving average over 1 year. All still looks good. Kind of coming back to earth a little bit on these sales tax numbers, this 21 and 25% over year to date, or year to year. We said it was high, 12% high is still pretty high, but it's not in the 20s this time. So. Kind of feel like they'll kind of start coming back to earth pretty soon. Are there any questions, particularly over the two new funds I added to the summary sheet? I think I emailed a brief breakdown of the ARP fund, how much we've gotten, how much we've spent, how much we've allocated, and how much we're anticipating in June with a total at the end. So I hope that gives everybody a little bit of information.
Scott, I was at the AAQC meeting this weekend, and the question was asked, when will we get the other half? And the answer then was about the same month as we got it last year, May-ish?
Yeah, well, we were told in the Treasurer Association meeting back in February, look forward to June.
Okay.
If we're not seeing that somewhere middle of June, let's start calling somebody. So. I'm not anticipating it until June, but if it shows up that we can grab hold of it tonight, it'd be awesome.
Okay, thanks.
Any further questions, comments? Thank you, Mr. Sanson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Now, we have a number of ordinances for us to consider tonight. The first is the proposed ordinance 2218, which is the ARP ordinance. Now, there's been a schedule, an agenda that's been distributed, and the first item is the county attorney is going to make an introduction to the ARP application process.
Thank you, Justice Pickett. Just briefly, to remind this committee and the court as a whole, once we received the American Rescue Plan funds, there was discussion about how to use the funds and what process could be used to distribute the funds to different projects throughout the county. So in January and February, the county judge's office published an invitation or request for applications for ARP eligible projects. We received, or the judge's office received, about 25 different applications for funding. And so those applications have essentially been divided up into three categories. The first being infrastructure, the second being government entities, and the third being nonprofit entities. Tonight's ordinance simply deals with the first of those, the infrastructure projects. This ordinance, I believe, totals about $10.4 million and encompasses six different recipients of the award. But we wanted to create a fair and equitable way to deal with the projects, and this was the manner that was chosen. Everyone has been contacted and is here tonight and will be available for questions. Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is a statement by our county judge, Jim Baker.
Before I start, I want to tell all of you that there was no confirmed tornadoes hit last night in Faulkner County. The damage was caused by hail and high winds and lots of water. And one item that concerns me and also reported by the state forestry today, there was 28 wildfires in the last 4 days that burned 2,800 acres in Arkansas. So wildfires are wrong. That's not what you want me to talk about, but I'm passing that information on. We received more than $42 million in the ARP funding request from the requesters outside of the county government. The total of tonight's request is $10,500,000. The requests before you tonight are what I consider vital for continued well-being and growth in the county. These projects tonight protect and enhance the health and welfare of thousands of people that they serve. For example, one project will provide drinking water to residents who are only source of water today is the well water, and it is contaminated with bacteria and has been proven. Or what I consider vital to the continued well-being of the growth of the county. Currently, growth as part of our county is stalled by the lack of an adequate sewer. These projects will help increase growth in the county as well as increase property values and the citizens that they serve. The list of the projects before you tonight are all within Congress's original intent of the ARP. Each one of the applicants that have on this list is present to answer any questions, I believe. I have been asked, why are there no broadband projects in tonight's list? I've been told by the man that's developing the state broadband plan to hold off on spending our money on broadband projects because the state, he thinks, will be receiving several million more dollars to enhance broadband. I have signed several grant requests for broadband projects, requesting from the state. So far, the county has been able to get $13.9 million for broadband in the county, and we have not spent any tax dollars on that. I've also signed several of these projects are completed, and many are underway right now. So that's basically my statement, Mr. Chairman, about what's before you.
Thank you, Judge. Now we need to turn and move to begin to discuss each of the individual projects. And I'd like to call the spokesperson for the Conway Corporation forward first. And the microphone and summarize the proposal that's before us.
Okay, I'm Brett Carroll, CEO of Concord, Mr. Chair, member of the Budget and Finance Committee. Thank you for this opportunity to talk about a project that's really been 4 years in the making since we first started talking about it. You know, we're used to working with the city council, so this is a unique opportunity for us to partner with the Quorum Court to provide clean drinking water to residents in the county. I want to introduce a few people, and then I'm going to turn over to Mark Ferguson, our senior water systems engineer, to actually make the presentation. But with me, I have Mark Ferguson, of course, Greg Dell, our chief operating officer, and then Brett McDaniel, our manager of engineering planning. And so Mark is going to present on behalf of Concord, and then we'll be here to do our best to answer any questions that that you guys might have. So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Please state your name.
Mark Ferguson, Conway Court. Alright, so the underlying problem is that we work with property owners in the area of the Lower Ridge Road area. And tested some of the wells. Of the tested wells, 73 came back positive for total coliform, which is unsafe drinking water. Our solution to the problem is to extend the public water main to the area to provide safe drinking water to these citizens. We've got cost estimates up there. The cost of the county would be the out-of-city cost, estimated at $1.57 million. Conway Corporation has the staff to perform the engineering services on this project, and those costs would not stick to Faulkner County. The impact of this project will serve approximately 107 parcels or about 57 existing homes with safe drinking water. And so the project scope, we currently have water along Lower Ridge Road at Blake Lane. This project extends it to the east along Lower Ridge Road to where it starts to turn and go south. Then it also extends mains along the Hermes and Martha area, and then down East German Lane to the new Conrad Court development. And then the yellow shaded area is City of Conway limits, and then the non-shaded area would be Faulkner County area. And at this time, we will open up questions.
Are there questions from members of the committee?
So the area east of East German Lane, does that have water currently?
It currently does not have public water. They're on wells.
They're on wells still?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Could you go back to the chart that was the in-city and out-of-city cost and just kind of explain that to us? So does that chart say that the 875 would be like the city's portion of the project, or is that just how much the project would be inside the city limits, or how does that work?
That's the portion of the project that lies within city limits.
Has the city, has that money been committed, or?
Funding has been spoken for. Conway Court worked in coordination with the city and with the property owners. You see this as being a partnership project.
The mayor would ultimately have to take this to the city council.
Okay.
To approve it as well.
So y'all are starting with us, and the city will be the next.
That's right. Yeah, we found out about this meeting Friday, and so we'll go to city council as well.
Is the $2.8 million, is that the all-in cost? Like, does that include acquiring the right-of-ways and things of that nature, or is that just the construction?
That does not include acquiring easement. Our anticipation is that the property owners will be willing to give easement for this project since it benefits them. But if we have to pay for easements, then that will be additional cost. There is a line item for contingency, so that could offset some of the easement purchases if needed.
Do we have any idea, like, how many acres this project could support? I mean, essentially, I'm trying to get an idea for, I think the packet said there were 100 and some odd homes that would be affected right now, or parcels, but do we have any idea? Because obviously, Conway, we're hemmed in by the river, so this is obviously the future road. Conway's got to be east. That's the only direction we can go. Do we have any idea, like, what the big impact down the road could be with this project?
I don't know the current impact in acreage. Each lot varies in size, and any lots that don't currently front Lower Ridge Road will require additional main extensions depending on how those properties are subdivided, but it could impact a much larger area south of Lower Ridge Road. Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Ferguson, the 107 parcels, we don't have an acreage on that, do we? That's just parcels that could be 2 acres or 12 acres or 61 acres a parcel?
Correct. We can get that. I can write that down. Provide those numbers to you.
It's not important. But we do know that there are 57 homes within. Is that within the 107 parcels, or is that in addition to?
That is included in the 107 parcels.
And most of those homes are probably built on
large acres.
1 acres or more.
Yes, sir.
Or because of well and
septic tanks. Yes, sir.
Are these older homes?
I would say probably, for the most part, they're older.
Probably.
There is some new development on Lower Ridge Road to the west, the Matthews Meadows and Muse End Meadows, but those are inside city limits and not a part of this project.
Do we know why that the wells have had the contamination problem? I mean, obviously it's septic, but is it a case of like just we've had too much growth in there and we're getting wells too close to septic fields, or kind of do we know what was causing the problem?
We do not know the specific cause, sir. The wells is a good assumption. Septic tanks is a good assumption.
Are there any comments, questions from other JPs? Question, Mr. Wachowski?
Tyler Wachowski. I have a question. Maybe for Bologna Waterworks. Why? I know Bologna kind of does critterville up there with Deer Run Drive and everything. Why hasn't Bologna pushed more towards Conway? So is there a reason Bologna Waterworks hasn't expanded out that direction?
Capacity.
Okay.
Also, we have a filed water plan that extends to Rooster Road, Lower Ridge area, so we are staying within our filed water plan with this water line extension.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So if you put in the new water line, would the residents that are existing there now, would they be responsible for the work from their home to the water line, or is this going to be included in that?
No, ma'am. The actual water service is not included in the scope. So they would have to pay a plumber to perform the service themselves to connect from the water main to their existing plumber.
Okay.
Just Allison, will this take us to the boundary, take y'all to the boundary with Bologna Waterworks, or is there going to be a gap in water service between Bologna and Conway Corridor?
I believe this will take us to the boundary where Bologna currently serves.
So there won't be any underserved area.
We object to the water plant at the Richmond Road right now. Our system goes out to the Stump Hollow, so I want to make that clear right now. Don't be smart enough about it.
Do you know?
Mr. Wachowski.
Thank you, Mr. Biggin. Has there been any conversation with the residents in the area? Have they had any input or into this?
Yes, sir. We worked with Brad and Tracy Temple and John Nappholz for reaching out to the customers in this area that this project is serving.
Okay.
Mark,
you
talked about public meetings and how many people have come in and signed up.
So we held some public meetings back in 2019 when we first started looking at this project. There were some meetings at the Expo Center with sign-in sheets. And then in the background, the Temples kind of did some legwork for us, contacting the property owners in this area, denoting that they would be interested in participating in this project.
Okay.
further questions for Mr. Ferguson? Mr. Ferguson, thank you.
Thank you.
The next is a spokesperson for Wooster.
Gentlemen, for listening tonight, their stories, and I'll try to be brief. But
please enter your name.
My name is Terry Robinson, and I'm mayor of the city of Wooster.
How you doing, Mayor?
Doing good.
I'm doing good.
After all the water leaks today, I'm doing good. They're laying fiber and they're tearing the water lines up, but we're putting them back together.
Please proceed.
Okay. We've been trying to figure out how to get City of Wooster sewer for probably 10 or 15 years. And anyway, come down to the conclusion, we went to what's called before the WAC committee, which is who they decide to get funding from on projects with the state. And we talked to them, and basically we couldn't do nothing with it, but we didn't have any infrastructure, no way to pay it back. And we couldn't get grants because of Wooster, if you can believe it or not, is over the median income, and we didn't qualify. So with all the growth around Wooster, we're small, we're a bedroom community, but they all want Wooster to have all the convenience stores and Sonics and all that, but you can't have it without sewer because they won't come because it takes too big of a footprint. So started in, and we saved, tried to save a bunny. We bought the pipe. We leased a track hole and fusion machine, and two of my employees and me has been laying pipe for 2 years. And Sammy Joe, the mayor of Greenbrier, has been good enough to let us regionalize with them. We're using their treatment plant. So we laid from the treatment plant back to Wooster. So we laid about 5 miles worth of line out of our pocket. We've got about $923,000 in it ourselves. And I'm about to run out of money and I need help. So we've got the trunk line laid to Wooster to the school, and we have one new subdivision, and it's got 42 homes that's going to hook onto it to be able to start getting sewer flowing. But we're just finishing up with engineering on the infrastructure inside the city limits of Wooster to the homes and the businesses off that main trunk line. And that's what we need help with. And we've got about 200 old homes and older homes in Wooster that sewers run on the ground, the ditches need help. And our system, since we're downhill from Greenbrier, we designed a low pressure sewer system with E1 grinder pumps. It's not gravity flow because we couldn't afford to pump it back uphill to Greenbrier. So each house has to have a grinder tank. And we're looking, you know, with the economic growth of Wooster, we're hoping this investment will be able to pay you back in the future. We do not have a city sales tax, so we're hoping these businesses will come and we can support ourselves with the sales tax and quit drawing off the county's funds. We need a police department. Hopefully we can use the sales tax to create off of new businesses and growth and houses, and, you know, it'll help pay back the county, because anytime you bring new people in, it's going to create, you know, money for you guys for the high city sales tax. But we've had a lot of growth around us. We've got 300 lots north of us. We had another one submitted south of us last week. We got a couple of developers there that's waiting on sewer. One's probably have about 180 homes inside the city limits. And then I have a gentleman that has about 200 acres north adjoining that wants the sewer. So I can double the population of Wooster, basically, you know, if that happens. So, but we're looking for businesses to where we can create our own sales tax if we're going off county. You know, we're trying to be self-supportive. It'll raise the property values, but I didn't know how else to start, so we just used our money and frugal through the years, saving our money, and we bought the pipe and started laying it herself. I didn't know, you know. So when we start hooking customers to it, we'll create revenue. So maybe we're, you know, with help of this money, we can get homes hooked on and start creating revenue. And, you know, if we need to borrow money in the future, we can. So, but it ain't no fun laying sewer line, let me tell you. I've laid 5 miles, or helped lay 5 miles of it, and it's tough, physically. But we got it there. Took 2 years to get it there, so now we need the infrastructure to complete it. So, that's about it. I appreciate your time, Liz.
So right now you've got two retail establishments, and that's it.
That's correct.
And you can't do any more because you don't have the infrastructure to have any more businesses.
That's correct, yes. Okay. And every time like Sonic came, big convenience store came, and the first thing they'll ask, do you have city sewer? No, we don't. Well, when you get it, I'll be back. You know, because the traffic's there, you know, with all these subdivisions putting in, and, you know, we're engineering a roundabout with highway department there at the four-way to try to alleviate the traffic problems in the morning and afternoons for the school. And, you know, we're a bedroom community, and it gets hairy around there early and late, but during the day, I mean, it's getting busier, but with all the traffic from the new exit there, it's really... they're looking, you know, people moving there, and they want to see a Sonic. They want to see some things, not have to drive, you know, come out to Conway, and not have to stop. And, but, you know, with a sewer, we should be able to provide, you know, growth for the future.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Sewer line you're talking about, will it take in the same area as the booster water system does?
No, we cover about 10 miles north, 9.5 miles east and west on the water. This will only cover the city limits, half of the city limits of Worcester, where the north half from Greenbrier Creek north, because that's where we've got a problem with these older homes. It's got the old sewer systems, and that's where our commercial growth will be. Later on, phase two, we can go south. But then all of them subdivisions are new, so they really don't need the help right now. But I'm proud you asked that, because with this also, it will be able to sewer people between Worcester and Greenbrier. And it's, you've got some problems there. There's a lot that won't perk, and they've got problems. But Sammy Joe and I discussed that we was going to try to help the people up through there in the county that needed help along that trunk line. So
the trunk line itself could service residences outside of the city limits.
That's correct. Between Worcester and Greenbrier.
And how about, you mentioned having plans already submitted by developers for additional subdivisions, I suppose.
Yes.
Are those subdivisions within the city limits, or do you have to annex to create larger city? Or?
Well, one of them has been bought around the Worcester School. That's the city limits, but the one to the north of us owns 500 acres, and he wants to do about 200 acres along the ridge between Worcester and Sorry Road, you know, and he wants to annex. His borders are, you know, city limits. But and then we have a 121-unit RV park that the gentleman just bought the land between Worcester and Greenbrier, and the sewer line goes through his property that he just bought, and he's designing a 121-unit RV park. So that will bring revenue to the county, because they'll go to the store from Greenbrier and buy stuff while they're there. And so but without that, they couldn't do it. So with the line, the trunk line going right through that property, so that's another one, you know, as far as that. And it's not a subdivision, but it's got the capacity for 121-unit RVs. We've just got a lot of farmland. Between us and Greenbrier and the Greenbrier School District, you know, there's a lot there can be built on, and we've got to be able to provide the infrastructure for what we can, you know, and stay ahead of the game. I didn't even go with water. I mean, I put it on there, but I mean, I've got about a $1.8 million water need for a new tank and some lines to feed it from the growth, but that's a whole other issue. I'd rather get this sewer solved right now, and I'll deal with the water myself, so.
Another question. You mentioned the Greenbrier School District. There is an elementary school in Worcester.
That's correct.
What's the status for the school and sewer?
We laid the line right north of them. It's laid right beside them. We put a connection there for them. Talked to the superintendent. They're spending right at $30,000 a year in chemicals to run their plant, little small package plant they have. And with these funds, we'll be able to hook the school up. If we get it, we'll be able to do away with the package plant and make them, without having to worry about $30,000 in chemicals and the labor it takes to run it. So it'll be a benefit to the school.
Questions or comments from the other JPs?
Well, like I said in the beginning, I went through all that. The problem is Worcester is over the median income. We can't qualify for grants. If you could believe that, we are. If we're at 61,000, it's 51. So that shot that out. I've already talked to ANRC. I mean, we didn't have any infrastructure to provide income. We couldn't pay it back if we borrowed it because we haven't got the first customer yet. We're going to, but, and then I couldn't get a grant to do it. We was over the median income, so we went there. I talked to Cruz and Associates and bonding it, same thing. You know, we just didn't have the revenue stream there. So I've tried. This is my last resort. I bought pipe, rented a track, old fusing machine. We landed herself. So, and we put $923,000 of our own money in it. So I'm about at the end of the rope. I need help.
Mayor Robinson, I see the amount requested is a little over 3.1 million, and the appropriation amount here in the ordinance is 2.5. What's the plan for the discrepancy there?
Well, we'll just have to trim back. You know, we had some homes that we was going to hook up out in 200, and we'll just have to trim that back.
Will you still be able to do a significant amount of spending?
I'll take anything. Yeah. I'll make it work. I've got to get somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would love to have it all, but I know we can't because I want to help everybody else too. I mean, I don't want to be greedy. I mean, I'll take what you give me and I'll make it work.
I guess, you know, I don't know everything about sewer, but if the money was appropriated, the 2.5, and the pipes were implemented, would they be functional or would they be relying upon finishing out the project or the rest of the work?
Well, I can get it functional, but I just wouldn't be able to serve all the people that need help.
I understand. Thank you.
Yes, there's enough there to be a functioning. Yes.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I guess I should make a disclosure. I am a resident of Worcester, and the mayor and I served on city council a number of years together. Back when we were pretty old. I'm curious because I've seen, and you have seen, the city grow. There's obviously growth that wasn't anticipated several years ago. I sense an urgency in your request. Am I off base?
I'm shovel ready. I'm ready to go. I'm sitting there waiting. You know, yes. I mean, we just had to stop because we run out of money. I mean, I got a track I was sitting there and paying a lease on and the fusing machine, and I got to get on with it. I need help. And I do request, if you do appropriate this, I would ask that you'd be kind enough to use emergency clause on these ordinances to get us going and not have a reading of 3 months. You know, it's legal to do emergency clause, and I would say mine would stand for emergency because I'm ready to get it. You know, we're ready to move to finish.
It is in the ordinance as currently written, just thank you for your awareness.
Anything further from the mayor? Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
The next on the docket is a spokesperson for Greenbrier.
Pardon? They're working. I don't know if y'all
information in your packet?
Is it just a little, just some population numbers and from the list that will be served?
Thank you, sir.
I didn't think y'all did, so I thought brought one with me.
Please take, state your name.
Mayor Hartwick, City of Greenbrier.
Please proceed.
Thank you, y'all, for the opportunity for us to be able to apply for a little bit of this, and I just want to go over this sheet I just handed y'all. It's just a real fast summary of kind of what we're looking at in the next few years. And actually, some of it's going on right now. Like I said, Mayor Robinson from Worcester talked about us hooking up with them and helping them out at our treatment plant. But our engineers have been studying this. We also have people, we have people in the city limits of Greenbrier that still doesn't have, it's not hooked up to sewer. If y'all familiar with Greenbrier, if you go east on 225, you get to about Faith Baptist Church, it stops. There's none there. From what we've estimated around the city and just outside the city limits, we've got 1,000 acres sitting there ready to go. No sewer. Potential for that with the city population, this past census of 5,702 people. Current population of Worcester, 1,200. And we've made an agreement with Reynolds Ridge, which is out Burkett Flat Road, the old Castleberry Farm, if anybody knows. And these are numbers of people that will be coming in, not acres. These are the actual numbers of people with what right now they're going to develop. We're looking at potential growth about 15,700 people in just a short time because construction is going on in most of this area. They ask for a lot. I know we're not expecting that. We do need a little bit to kind of upgrade some treatment plant, get some pipe in the ground to this 1,000 acres so people can have sewer out in these areas. Some of it's not in the city. Some of it's in the county, which will be revenue for the county. And we figured, you know, if you don't have sewer, you're going to have a home on an acre or maybe a little more. Depends on the soil. If you have sewer, you can put two, maybe three on the sewer line if it's city sewer. So that's where we've come up with these numbers. I'm like Terry Don, we're about ready. We're shovel ready and ready to go. But our treatment plant's going to need a little help. But it's coming to Greenbrier, y'all. That's about all I can say. I'll answer any questions.
Thank you. Questions from the committee?
I have a question. So this is for the wastewater improvement. Part of this be for wastewater. So this will have a direct impact on the environmental impacts from the plant and its ability to meet permanent requirements. Can you tell me anything about the improvements that you might make to the treatment plant and what impact that might have?
The one of the big improvements, and it's the ADEQ requirements, they're trying to phase out chlorine gas. They're really pushing it hard, and I think it's coming in the next few years. This part of this is to put in ultraviolet light, which is the next big thing for wastewater, for the effluent of wastewater plants. Mm-hmm. The cost of that alone was $800,000, just to change over from chlorine gas to ultraviolet light.
That's just one instance.
Right.
Our treatment plant does not have a backup generator. Someday that's going to catch up with us. But if you don't have some way to get it out of there, it's going to go up into the homes. And we've got to get that in. So that's part of the improvements also.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Other questions or comments from members of other JPs present? Mr. Lukowski.
Thank you once again for calling on me. I'll just ask you the same question I asked our last mayor, which was, have you saw any other funding for these projects, whether it be through Natural Resource Commission or bond issues or anything like that?
Well, I have been in contact with Cruz and Associates and talked about bond issues, and you know, that's something we will have to probably go ahead and do to finish out our project. But it's a goal with them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mayor, I know that part of what you're working with is with Mayor Robinson and Wooster to partner with them. You guys, you know, always work well together. Is part of this also to help with that infrastructure as we're tying on Wooster to this as well?
Well, it's not so much helping the infrastructure, it's the treatment plant part of it.
Right.
Yeah. When them adding on, you know, we're going to take on a little bit more load. Yeah, that's going to help with that.
Okay.
Just upgrading the plant enough to. Actually, when we first started talking about this, we wasn't talking about many homes, but now that everything's coming like it is, Wooster is, yeah, is going. So.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
Are you at or near capacity on the existing treatment plant?
We are 2/3 at capacity right now. We can go just like it is. It's just going to make it, yeah, real tough. If we got everybody, if we had everybody hooked up, we wouldn't be able to make it.
Everybody hooked up, meaning in the Greenwater city limits
and Wooster, yes, sir.
And Wooster, and the potential for growth in Wooster that Brad Robinson was talking about,
right,
the additional subdivision.
Yeah, we would go over then. We would go over our permit.
I was looking at the map, Justice Boyer. If he's 2/3 at capacity, and it looked like growing the population by double or triple,
right,
yeah, that's an issue.
Yeah.
That's urgent also.
Yes.
Mr. Chair, I have a question.
Yes.
We have several proposals here for Greenbrier Wastewater, a lot more than would be appropriate in this ordinance.
Sure.
So my question would be, how would you prioritize the spending of the money, and who would be responsible for making that decision?
Well, I mean, we would first sit down with our engineers, Ms. Garver, and we would prioritize, you know, what needs to go, what can we get by with at the plant to get it 10 years down the road or 15 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And then take what's left. And we're getting a little money ourselves and through the same program. It's all going into wastewater.
Mm-hmm.
We can fund the water through our own sources. Wastewater is where we're at right now. But yeah, it'd be between the engineers and myself and the council.
That's what I was looking for.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything further from the mayor? Mayor, thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Appreciate it.
Justice Pickett, can I just say one thing real quickly? And this kind of lends to what Justice Pearson was talking about earlier. But part of the way that this will be funded is the county will not write a check to the entities that are awarded. Rather, it will be treated like part of the county budget. So every entity that is awarded whatever amount or is appropriated amount, it's going to be for that year, and it will be incorporated into the county budget annually. The recipients will have to show that the money is being spent on the projects that are ARP eligible. And that is does two things. One, it helps us make sure that it's ARP eligible and that they're not spending it on things that aren't ARP eligible. Two, it also helps us with legislative audit and making sure that the money is accounted for, and so it's part of our normal process. It's the same process we use when we partner with municipalities and road work, for example. So on something like this with Greenbrier, where you have a certain amount allotted, we would still have to work with Greenbrier making sure that whatever money spent is spent on the projects that are ARP eligible.
So, Councilor, I think to your point, if we were to indeed write a check to an entity and they spent it inappropriately or whatever, we could still be on the hook for that because we're the one receiving the federal funding.
That's correct.
But it's not a reimbursement per se. It's still before they spend, or it could be.
It is a reimbursement. They're going to have to show a purchase order, just like a normal county entity would have to show a purchase. So it is a reimbursement. As part of the ordinance, you'll see that also it allows the county judge to enter into a multi-year contract. So the judge's office will have a contract with each recipient for the distribution of the funds, and that will include accounting practices as well, making sure that they understand how they will be reimbursed for that money.
But if they don't spend the money within the year, we have to reappropriate.
That's right. We're going to have to reappropriate every year. Yes, sir.
Anything further? Then the next up is a spokesperson for Bologna.
Good evening. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I'm Orrin Noble. I'm the assistant manager at Bologna Water Works Association. We submitted a $1.2 million project. It's called 107 to Schultz, Maine. And I've got just a synopsis of what the project is going to entail. So I'm going to go through that. Also, a brief overview of Bologna Water Works Association. We approximately have 9,500 customers. We are trending about 150 new taps. And then if we have some subdivisions that kick off, we anticipate, several hundred new taps, and this project would help with that growth and development that we're going to see. We serve a population of approximately around 30,000 people. We have approximately, our area is 25 miles by 25 miles, which is about 625 square miles. It's a large area. We go from northern Placid County all the way up to Mount Vernon, Enola, Conway city limits, all the way to El Paso. And we have three providers. We purchase water from Community Water and Lone Oak Light Public Water Authority and Mid-Arc Utilities at four different locations. This project, what we're asking for, is a 12-inch pipe that goes from Highway 107 along the bypass and then up Marshall Road, which is an unimproved road, to a 16-inch main that actually feeds Schultz Tank. Schultz Tank is currently fed right now through different pipe sizes, 8-inch, 10-inch, and 12-inch, that goes through the downtown area and then also along the highway. The Schultz Tank is a 2-million-gallon tank. It's our largest tank. Through valving and pump stations, it can supply water to our whole system, which, as previously stated, is around 625 square miles. And so, in looking at this project, right now we're experiencing some issues filling that tank when we have peak times, specifically during summertime. Cadman Ridge Pump Station comes on, then it starts diverting water from Lone Oak Light Public Water Authority, which is our main feed from County Line, and therefore the Schultz Tank starts dropping, and it causes issues for us as far as trying to keep the Schultz Tank filled up, specifically during summertime and peak times. So this project will eliminate that issue that we're experiencing. Also, too, it will help with some of the growth and development that we're experiencing out towards the west side that we're experiencing around Rooster Road and so forth. The project is shovel-ready. All the easements have been procured. The plans and specifications have been completed, and the health department has approved the project. We're just waiting funding currently.
The project was estimated, the opinion of probable construction cost was about a year ago. If you ask me that $1.2 million would cover this project cost at this time, I'm going to say I doubt it. Just knowing how that process have escalated, anytime that 12-inch ductile iron pipe is cheaper than 12-inch PVC pipe, this means we've really experienced a lot of inflation regarding 12-inch PVC pipe. And all across the board, from what the contractors have been bidding, everything has escalated, everything has seen inflation, and we expect this project to be no different. So if you were to ask me $1.2 million to cover it, no, but we will cover the rest of it. And we are hopeful. It is, from a contractor standpoint, you can't get any easier than this. It has two road bores, and that's the most difficult part of the project. It's through pasture land. There's one pre-crossing. So, I mean, they should really have a lot of production. So that's what we're banking on as far as getting a good price. And we're hoping that during the bidding process that we bid it at the right time. If we bid it at the right time and there's some contractors that are hungry, then we may have a good price to come in. On that, but it just depends on when we're able to bid it and what the bids come in at. I'll conclude on this project right here. We need this project immediately. It's approximately 17,000 linear feet, and we originally identified around 14 million in needs throughout the system, but we only asked for 1.2 million. I know that a lot of other people are in need of money, and so. And then we did not solicit any other funding. This is the only funding source that we have applied for. We did solicit an answer from USDA, and the LMI was too great for the Bologna area, and so we don't qualify for a USDA loan or grant at this time. But we have not solicited ANRC for any monies regarding any of the projects at this time. I'll be glad to answer any questions that you may have.
Questions from the committee, please.
I have a question. Just for my own insight, what is the legal structure of Bologna Waterworks? Is it an association and...
Bologna Water Works Association, it's a public facilities board.
Okay, that's what I was making sure of. And you said you've been planning this for a little over a year now, you said?
Yes, actually, it started planning probably approximately a year and a half to 2 years ago. When we got an extension on the health department approval. If you don't have the project underway within a year, then you have to ask for an extension, and we received that extension from the Arkansas Department of Health.
Okay. What was the reason for the delay, I guess?
We're hoping that we have funding available through the ARPA money.
Okay. And if you don't, what was the original intent? How are you going to fund the project originally?
Originally, we were looking at possibly going for some bonds, whether it be a conventional bond or going through ANRC. But when the, ARPA's been around for quite some time, and we thought it would be prudent for the ratepayers' money to go ahead and try to get this project funded. I believe that a letter was written some time ago, and then the criteria was handed to us of what we needed to apply for, and there was, I think, several pages questionnaire that we submitted to the county, and I'm pretty sure you have that documentation.
Good. Thank you.
Anything further from the committee members?
Mr. Chair, may I have a question?
Question.
Your impact, people impact here say that about 30,000 people will be benefited from this project. Is this an additional 30,000 or is this a...
No, that's system wide for the 9,500 customers. And when I looked at the census data or the data on a per capita, on a capita per household in the Bologna area, I could not find necessarily that information in the rural part, but in the city it was around three people per household or three capita per household is what they typically try to
say. So you can actually upgrade some of the existing water system and maybe upgrade, not the proper word to use.
What we do is we get water faster, and I'm going to put it in simplistic terms, is we get water faster to the Schultz tanks, which is 2 million gallons.
Okay.
So we keep the 2 million gallons, or we keep the Schultz tank
to where it doesn't start dropping, and then we keep where we have an avenue to where we fill it, and then therefore we can keep the rest of the pressure planes through valving and pump stations adequately supplied.
So in theory, then you probably have customers now that have less water pressure from time to time because of the tank.
That is correct.
Okay.
And it so deals with the static head, and we're hoping that we're very hopeful that will help solve some of these issues. It may not solve all of the issues because we have such a large area to go over. We have a few spots out there at Holland, which is, you know, Mount Vernon, Enola area. That's on a higher elevation, and so we have to keep some tanks out there at a higher elevation. But if we can get the water to the Schultz tank, then we can actually pump and try to feed the system through valving and pump stations to keep it adequately pressurized.
And so we're talking theory here, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a safety factor that's in place here, too, because less water pressure, fire departments could suffer inadequate water supply or home fires or brush fires or whatever. Is that correct?
Yes, in theory, especially in a rural setting where you have a post hydrant and there's only so much water, but if you don't have adequate pressure and capacity, then sure, it's going to take longer to fill their truck up. Therefore, the fire is going to, you know, out in rural areas, sometimes they say they're slab savers, but that's, you know, so we're hoping to maybe mitigate some of that.
Thank you.
Anything further from the committee? Any questions or comments from the JPs in the audience? No further questions, and thank you for your presentation.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate y'all. Appreciate the opportunity. We sure didn't need the money. Thank you.
Thank you. Good job.
Next on the agenda is a spokesperson from Damascus.
My name is Randy Nicholson. I'm the water system operator at Damascus for the city. Of course, we also cover a large rural area also outside our city limits. And the application we have is for a small area that they never have had water. They're kind of in a no man's land between us and Guy and also B Branch Water. They're on the north side of the cavern from Guy, which is kind of prohibitive from, cost a lot more to cross the cavern with a road board or whatever we have to do to get under it. I've got a map here that I'll pass around. I don't think we had this in the packet. We have a water line that's about a mile from the houses that are located together. It's a 4-inch line. We didn't know about this funding until it was kind of the last minute. So this is not a very big project. A mile, a 4-inch line to service these houses. They've been asking for water for a couple of years. Back during the gas boom, a couple of the wells that the people service off of went bad. Quit supplying. Actually, one of them collapsed. So that two families, for the last several years, they put a poly tank in the ground, and they've been hauling water to fill that poly tank up. They've got a trailer with a 250-gallon tank on it that they come and get water, and they refill the one for their house, and they've got a pump that furnishes the pressure off of that tank for both houses. A couple of the other houses, they've got filtration systems. Several times a month, they're having to change their filters. It's just a bad situation. That one family, they've got kids going to school, so I'm sure it kind of hard on them saying, well, can y'all wait? We're going to have to go get a load of water to refill the tank. And they've been asking, and we've checked with, some of the funding agencies. We looked at grant money. It's too small of an area. Nobody wants to... just is too small of an area. And we've, in their loan packet, we did have the engineering's estimate, and he also looked at if we borrowed the money to do the project. It's $138,650. To borrow the money, even at 2%, the payment would be $530-something a month to divide amongst those few families, and which would be over $50 a month per family, and then the regular cost of the water bill. So it kind of, you know, eliminated the process of borrowing the money, and that's the reason we decided. And this is right on the northern part of the county. It's not a lot of houses at this time affected, but that within that mile area, there is several large pieces of land there that eventually probably will be subdivided. And of course, our water line that's out there already is a 4-inch, and that's what we're going to go ahead and extend with 4-inch on down to that area. I guess that's essentially that's my presentation. Any questions, please?
Questions or comments from members of the committee?
Can you show me on this map here?
Sure.
Just exactly where
our water line ends,
about right there,
uh-huh. at this last piece of land. Uh-huh. So we're going to be coming down on the south side of the road, uh-huh. crossing over to the east side of Mill Bridge, and coming down that side, because more of the houses are on the east side. Uh-huh. Then we'll have to do service bores to the other residences.
Comments or questions? Further comments or questions from committee members? Questions or comments from JPs in the audience? Thank you.
Thank you. Good job. Thank you.
Next up is a spokesperson from Guy.
You may not need a microphone, do you? Yeah, go ahead, you. Go ahead. You.
Sam Hicken, Mayor, the thriving metropolis of Guy. I'm here to ask for some money. We got a water project going. We got state aid to pave Wolf Branch Road. Back in the day when that road was dirt, they laid water line. The easiest place they could get it laid. Since then, we've chip and sealed that road, added weight. Traffic has increased. The last 18 months, we've had 5 leaks under the road that we have to cut the chip and seal, patch it, fix the leak, patch the road, and go again. So our project is to get this water line from under the road. We have easements for all the property owners for about a 2-mile stretch. We've got probably half of that almost complete with the money we got last fall that went for our water structure. And we'd like to finish the other end from that point around to North Bolin Hill. And that would get all the water lines out from under the road. Because I'm afraid when they go paving, they're going to create some issues. Mm-hmm. To get ready for that new road, we've replaced all the culverts. We put in, took out the old collapsible metal ones that are rusting out on the bottom. We replaced 2 before this project ever started because of that. So to protect our new street, we've replaced all the culverts, put in the plastic, done it right. County helped us do that. We appreciate y'all very much for that. So when they've let the bid, so this project is coming, and we'd like to get this water line all the way out. We've got 2 more spots that's still under the road that we've got to get out. So we'd like to get that done before they pave this new road. The road's going to last a long time, long time. This water line is a 4-inch. It supplies water for our city and the county. It's right on the edge of the city limits, so some of these folks are out in the county, so it helps It helps everybody. Well, like I said, we patched it five times in the last 18 months, so we've had to shut them off and redo, hook them back up. And I was really expecting a check tonight, but the way y'all talk, that's not going to happen.
Maybe next week.
Great, great. I'd answer any questions I can.
You got,
but that's just our project.
Questions, comments from the committee members?
Makes sense.
Mayor Higgin?
Yes.
A quick question, if you don't mind, sir. 600 people would be benefited from this project. Is this 600 current customers? Is that what you're saying?
That close, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're not talking expansion or... we're just talking
about... We've got some expansion going on that's out of the city. There's a large farm sold off of Cotton Hill Road. Now they're splitting that up. Man's bought 54 acres. He's wanting water. His wife agreed to move over there if he could get city water. It's going to cost $36,000 to get the water line down there to him. He and a neighbor have agreed to pay for half of that if we would bring the water. So we're in the process of getting that done. So that's another reason we could use the money for the project we've got going now. Yes.
Anything further from the committee members? Anything further from the JPs in the audience?
I appreciate y'all's time.
Mayor, thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.
You bet.
Thank you.
You bet.
So we've heard the
just pick it. I make a motion that we move 22-18 to close court.
Second.
Is there further discussion? All in favor of moving 22-18 to the full court, please indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? It moves to the full court.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Next is ordinance 22-13. I need a motion to put this on the table for discussion.
22-13?
Yes.
I make a motion.
Second.
Second. Are there any comments or about the 22-13? No questions or comments then? I need a motion to advance it to the full court.
So moved.
Second. I say second, yes.
You make the motion?
I did.
Okay. If there are no further comments or questions, then I need all in favor of advancing 22-13 to the full court, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It goes 22-13 goes to the full court. Now, the next is, this is your one, your committee.
Yeah, I make a motion that we bring 22-16 to the table for consideration.
Second?
Yeah.
Got you. Is there any discussion about proposed ordinance 22-13. Any questions for Justice Higgins?
Just pick it. I will say that we talked about this at length earlier this evening in Courts and Public Safety, but we certainly field any questions if there were any.
I have a question. I wasn't clear on the actual deliverable that would be produced from the money. Could you help me understand just what exactly it is the money will be, what you expect to get?
Yeah, so this will help us with the conceptual and schematic design phases and a needs assessment from the architect. that they'll actually be visiting with us tomorrow. And so we as a committee have visited with this architect over the phone and also discussed some options, but this will help nail down the options that we have after he has an opportunity to look at Unit 1 and Unit 2 and also do a presentation with us tomorrow. So this is pretty much the exact same ordinance that we passed in 2020 that we tabled due to COVID. You know, we were asking for $90,000, which was the same as the original ordinance. I think at that point, Judge Baker negotiated it down to a somewhat lower figure. I don't remember if it was $70,000 or $75,000, but a lower figure. Judge Baker indicated that he'll at least, you know, try to negotiate that as well. But, you know, things are a little different post-COVID as well.
So they'll be conducting a needs assessment and delivering conceptual and schematic designs. Do you have any idea what will be involved in the needs assessment?
No, I won't know that until tomorrow.
Okay.
Just be perfectly honest.
And you said that the Criminal Justice Coordinating Committee met recently, is that correct?
Yes.
And this was discussed at the meeting, is that right?
A desire to get with the engineer, the architect, to update us was actually a request of the Criminal Justice Coordinating Committee to the sheriff. The sheriff and Judge Baker initiated a conference call with the engineer, and I happened to be at that meeting, to discuss the next steps to bring how far we had gone prior to COVID back off the shelf and update that information. And the engineer, in the discussions that he did, that part of the plan earlier was actually come to Faulkner County to our facilities, and that did not happen, again, because of COVID. So we're moving forward with that so he can look at our facilities.
Thank you.
Justice Pearson, also to add on to that, the architect is the one who proposed or outlined a five-phase plan from beginning to end. And so this ordinance just covers the first two phases, which essentially are the conceptual part, meaning coming and talking and discussing and finding out what Faulkner County needs, and then the second part is creating a broad brush picture of what it would look like and presenting to the Quorum Court as well. So kind of an outline, if you will. So pictures and drawings, but not where every screw goes or every bolt goes. That would be the third phase of the plan.
Right, right.
And then the fifth phase would be, or fourth and fifth, or the implementation of that project and meeting with the engineers and whatever else.
Right.
But they're coming to present tomorrow, right? And what are you expecting out of that presentation tomorrow, I guess?
I don't know that I know. The sheriff may know, or counselor.
I think they're really coming to ask questions tomorrow. Yeah. So tomorrow is more of a fact-finding mission for the architect, for them to come and see what Unit 1 is, to see what Unit 2 is, to look at what we have to meet with the Criminal Justice Coordinating Committee, and then to kind of take all that information with information that they'll also gather in regards to some of our finances. They'll go back to Tallahassee, and then they're going to come back with a proposal at some date and say, or, you know, here's what we think you can afford, or here's option A, and here's option B, and here's option C. So tomorrow is really more of a question and answer for them to ask questions of us, more than anything.
Do you know how many proposals were submitted with the RFQ?
Ooh, off the top of my head, I would have said proposals, they're really resumes, so they're architectural resumes.
Right.
I would have said five, probably.
Okay, thank you.
Anything further from Mr. Higgins? Then I'll entertain a motion to pass Ordinance 22-16 to the full court for its consideration.
So moved.
Did I hear a second?
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay. All in favor of advancing Ordinance 22-16 to the full court, indicate by saying aye.
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 Opposed? 22-16 is to the full court. The last item on our agenda tonight are public comments. Just a comment.
In passage of the first ordinance with the water projects and everything, one thing that I'm concerned about is we're looking at spending potentially, around half of our ARP funds before we've seen what the other proposals are of the other two categories, government and nonprofit. That's my concern as we're walking into our full court meeting next week is, like I said, we're looking at spending half of our American Rescue Plan funds before we even, there may be an application to solve world hunger over there that we don't know about. We just haven't seen it yet. We don't know what's in those applications. So that's my caution. That's what I'm cautioned about. Thank you, sir.
I think one comment that I might, an observation would be, all of the issues that we discussed tonight do come out of the encumbered funds, which actually what is ARP designed to do for the infrastructure.
Yes.
Mr. Brown mentioned the contamination of the wells. We have two on our property. They're only used for irrigation and cattle. But I doubt that there are very many... There'd be very few wells in the county that probably wouldn't that you could drink out of nowadays. Just about everybody that has one tested needs some kind of treatment or filtration. And all this infrastructure, I'm a proponent of roads, which are you can't have anything without roads. But you can't have any kind of progress without all this other to go with it. Infrastructure is the whole deal. I know in Bologna and the surrounding area, even in my community, years ago, you couldn't give that property away for all the building that's going on down there. On two or three accounts, main thing was roads, but didn't have any water, all that. So it's the infrastructure. You can't have any kind of progress without the infrastructure.
Another comment.
Yes, I agree with Kyle. I would like to see if there are 25 of those applications, why weren't 25 of them presented to the court at one time, decide what belongs in what category, and then y'all prioritize them. Let the judge prioritize them, let y'all prioritize them, then come to some kind of a compromise situation so that the jail is... here, but there's a lot of money involved in the jail that, isn't on. My calculation here is 33, I think, and I think I missed one. There are $33 million out of the fund that you have just passed on to, if you include the broadband issue, in other words, that all the things that were proposed on tonight's budget. One of the other comments I have is that I live out on Sunny Gap Road. And y'all may know that Hayden Place is a subdivision that was created out there. They have their own sewer system. I mean, if the developer created that, sold the houses, knowing that those people were going to pay a fee for their sewer that was, on a monthly basis. So there are things that can be done, I'm sure. I keep wondering... The city of Conway, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember right, my real estate career, there were times that there was a $300 ancient fee that you had to pay when you closed on a house. And it was either for the water or the sewer or the something. I mean, it came with everything else. I just would like to see everything in a bundle before you decide to vote on this little bit, that little bit, and whatever. Anyway, that's mine.
Good. Anything further comments?
I'd like to make one. So, on these projects, I hope we too would have a plan
to meet all of the needs for the county, because this type of money doesn't come around. I mean, this is like a once-in-a-lifetime shot to get some infrastructure issues and to get some efficiencies and infrastructure projects that we may not have had the money to do. I'm just concerned because there were a lot of broadband grants available last year, and I'm talking millions of dollars of broadband grants. So I just don't know why, when there's other funds and other grants available for these type of projects, why that wouldn't have been sought and utilized rather than coming, you know, now for the county's ARP money. I realize that there may be more red tape with some of those fundings, whereas, you know, we don't have a board that's going to require a water plan or a sewer plan that has to be approved by a 10-person board. We may just have what feels like just a rubber stamp that says approved here. So I just want to make sure that we're thinking about the overall county needs as well when making these decisions, and realize that there are other fundings out there and available. They were there last year for some of these projects.
So I guess my feedback to that would be, we didn't approve any broadband tonight, and according to what Judge Baker indicated, there probably won't be any broadband requests. That'll be paid for out of state.
Being funded otherwise.
Right.
And rubber stamp on just going out and building a water or sewer plant, that don't happen. You have to pass all kind of EPA requirements and different state agencies. It's a long, lengthy process.
Agreed.
So I'm guessing these are all approved before the money is appropriated then?
I think them guys said they were all approved.
Yes. Already pre-engineered.
Yeah.
Anything further before the committee? Then I'll accept the donation. a motion to adjourn.
I'll give you a motion, but not a donation.
Campaign for donations.